I study the future of crime and terrorism. And frankly, I'm afraid. I'm afraid by what I see. I sincerely want to believe that technology can bring us the techno-utopia that we've been promised. But you see, I've spent a career in law enforcement. And that's informed my perspective on things. I've been a street police officer, an undercover investigator, a counterterrorism strategist, and I've worked in more than 70 countries around the world. I've had to see more than my fair share of violence and the darker underbelly of society. And that's informed my opinions. My work with criminals and terrorists has actually been highly educational. They have taught me a lot. And I'd like to be able to share some of these observations with you. Today I'm going to show you the flip side of all those technologies that we marvel at, the ones that we love. In the hands of the TED community, these are awesome tools which will bring about great change for our world. But in the hands of suicide bombers, the future can look quite different. I started observing technology and how criminals were using it as a young patrol officer. In those days, this was the height of technology. Laugh though you will, all the drug dealers and gang members with whom I dealt had one of these long before any police officer I knew did. 20 years later, criminals are still using mobile phones, but they're also building their own mobile phone networks, like this one, which has been deployed in all 31 states of Mexico by the narcos. They have a national encrypted radio communication system. Think about that. Think about the innovation that went into that. Think about the infrastructure to build it. And then think about this. Why can't I get a cell phone signal in San Francisco? How is this possible? It makes no sense.